Now, it's time for our weekly look at the latest technology news. Scientists have now added earthquake detector to the long list of possible uses for mobile phones. Researchers say gathering data from many phones or crowdsourcing could provide early warning when an earthquake strikes. Crowdsourcing uses information from the public to contribute to a project. Now, Jonathan Evans tells us how smartphones are being used to help tell when an earthquake is about to hit.
Countries where earthquakes take place, like the United States and Japan, have very exact earthquake measuring devices. But Ben Brooks says the measuring equipment is costly. He is a scientist with the U.S. Geological Survey. He says many parts of the world do not have the resources for such devices. Mr. Brooks told VOA by Skype that an increasing number of people around the world carry smartphones with GPS navigation. GPS is a radio system that uses signals from satellites to tell where you are and gives directions to other places. Michael Bevis is a geophysicist at The Ohio State University. He says that the GPS on smartphones is not as accurate as the GPS scientists use. However, he says what the measurements lack in accuracy, they make up for in numbers. Crowdsourcing could confirm that an earthquake really was happening. One shaking phone would not set off alarms. That could just be someone jumping on a bus, Brooks said. Brooks and colleagues simulated a magnitude 7 earthquake near San Francisco. They found that with less than 5,000 phones feeding into the network, they could detect the earthquake 5 seconds after it started. That would give enough time to warn people to take cover before the most damaging waves from the earthquake arrived. Mr. Brooks's group did not get its results with regular wireless phones, however. The researchers changed how the phones process information to compensate for the movement as one walks down the street. With the phones that are available right now off the shelf, it would only be the largest earthquakes that would be detectable, the magnitude 8s and above, he said. A minor software change could fix that issue, he says, if phone makers wanted to do so. Built-in GPS systems also keep getting better. Michael Bevis says there is another factor to consider. He was in Chile in 2010 following a magnitude 8.8 earthquake. He says the mobile phone system was one of the first to collapse. But he says that the idea is still a good one, especially in places with no other choices. I'm Jonathan Evans.
Thanks, Jonathan. Now it's time for our daily The Making of a Nation program. History is full of examples of leaders joining to meet common goals. But rarely have two leaders worked together with as much friendship and cooperation.